Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold-out stages speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, Straight Up.
Hey, listen, I don't want to waste no time. I want to jump right into this episode because I know this is an episode that's going to impact your life in a major way, and not just your life, but those lives around you, your team, your friends, your family, your coworkers, whoever it may be, because I know you're going to share this episode because this is an episode that I know is going to impact your heart. And I want to just simply talk about five things you need to stop in 2021. And I'm not talking about next month. I'm not talking about next week. I'm not talking about when you hit rock bottom, because too many of us, we wait till we hit rock bottom to change, right? I want you to live out of obsession of being the greatest you. I don't want you to live out of desperation of trying to rebuild your life. You know, most people live out of desperation. And what I mean by that, they wait till they're desperate to make a change, right? They wait till they hit rock bottom to actually make a change. Why? Like, do it now. Be obsessed with knowing your worth. Be obsessed with loving yourself. And I know the word obsessed is a strong word, but I'm going to use that word. Be obsessed with being the best you. Be obsessed with being the greatest you. Don't wait till, you know, everything is going wrong in your life to try to make things right, because sometimes it's too late. But I want to talk about five things you need to stop today, right now. And some of these things aren't going to be easy to hear, but I promise you, you need to hear. Okay, so let's jump right into this. And I'm going to be straight up with you. Number one, stop letting your good heart keep you in situations that's breaking your heart. I'm gonna repeat that. Stop letting your good heart keep you in situations that's breaking your heart. This is just facts. There are situations in your life that you need to get rid of, but you're not, because you're afraid to. You're afraid that people are gonna call you a bad person. You're afraid that people are gonna talk about you. You might be afraid because it might seem like you're quitting on somebody, because that's what people do, right? When you decide not to accept less anymore, when you decide to take your good heart out of situations that are breaking your heart, people will try to make you feel bad for doing what's right for you. People will try to make you feel bad for doing what's good for your life. And what's crazy is that people will try to make you feel bad for the same things that they would do. That they would do. I guarantee those same situations you're keeping your good heart in, those people wouldn't keep their good heart in those situations if the tables were turned. You got to stop letting your good heart keep you in situations that's not right. And you know it, because you keep questioning it over and over and over again. You know, I've said this since day one. You should never have to continuously question something that's real. You shouldn't have to keep questioning it, because if you keep questioning something over and over and over, you got your answer. Because something that's real doesn't give you questions. They give you answers, or it gives you answers. So you got to stop letting your good heart keep you in situations that's breaking your heart. And I've said this before, and some people didn't like when I said this, but it's facts. I would rather be viewed as cold-hearted than live broken-hearted. I would rather somebody say, man, Trent cold, man. You know, Trent stuck up, man. Trent changed, man. Trent this and Trent that, because I'm not choosing to be used no more. I'm not choosing to stay in an environment that's toxic no more. I'm not choosing to stay around things that I know don't help my life anymore. So if that means I'm cold-hearted, hey, I'm cold-hearted. I'll be the first one to admit it then. I refuse to sit here and please people. I refuse to sit here and make people feel comfortable while I'm keeping myself uncomfortable in pain. So if I have to remove myself from a situation and people say I'm cold-hearted, then so be it. Because when I live brokenhearted, those same people that's calling me cold-hearted ain't gonna be there to help me change, ain't gonna be there to help me heal, ain't gonna be there to give my heart the healing that it needs. So some of you are keeping yourself in situations that are literally breaking your heart. People are taking advantage of your good heart because they know that you ain't gonna do nothing about it. They know that you're gonna keep accepting it. And if you keep accepting it, and I'm not just talking about relationships, people. I'm talking about all. I'm not talking about just intimate relationships. I'm talking about friendships, your job, whatever it may be. They know that if you keep accepting it, right, they're going to keep giving it because they know you're going to keep accepting it. So you got to stop allowing, you got to stop letting your good heart keep you in situations that's, I don't want to quit on them, Trent. I don't want to give up. It ain't giving up. You can't give up on somebody that's gave up on themselves. You can't quit on somebody that's choosing to quit on themselves and deciding not to keep your heart in a situation is not quitting. It's not giving up. It's being smart. It's knowing that if you stay here, you're going to hit a rock bottom. If you stay in this place, you're going to get to a place where you don't even love yourself anymore. So if you don't love yourself, you for sure can't give love to anybody else. All right. So number one, stop letting your good heart keep you in situations that's breaking your heart. Number two, I told y'all I was going to be real today. Number two, stop being the go-to person. Whew, hold on. Let me say this slow. Stop being the go-to person for the person slash people that you can't go to. I'm going to let that sit with you for a minute. How many times have you been that person? Right? For some of you, it's countless. How many of you been the go-to person for the people that you can't go to? Right? You always there for them, but they ain't there for you. I'm going to do a podcast on this later on this year, but I'll tell you right now, one-sided relationships will mentally destroy you. Do you hear me? One-sided relationships will mentally destroy you. Trent, what's a one-sided relationship? It means that you giving something and they ain't giving it back. It means that it's a one-way street. And y'all know how I feel about one-way streets. If it's a one-way street, then it needs to come to a dead end because relationships should be engulfed. That's such a strong word, but engulfed in reciprocation. That's what a relationship means. It's reciprocated, right? I give this to you, you give me something back. I pour into you, you pour into me back. But some of us, we can't even go to the people that always depend on us. You can't even depend on the people that always depend on you. So when you're going through your hard times, you have nobody to go to. When you're going through your struggle, you have nobody to go to. When you're going through depression, you have nobody to go to. When you're going through financial situations, you have nobody to go to, but people are always coming to you. Those same exact people that you can't go to are always coming to you. And when you don't do something for them, they try to make you feel bad about it when they never show up for you. And I'm not trying to tell you to change who you are. I'm just trying to tell you, maybe you should start getting some people in your life that you can go to. Maybe you should start getting some people in your life where it's reciprocated. Because I'm telling you, when you get the right relationships in your life, whoo, your life begins to elevate. Your life begins to transform because you're full. You're full of love, right? You're full of loyalty that's around you. You're full of these things. It's a whole different environment. But some of us, we are in environments that are doing nothing but draining us because all we're doing is giving. Giving, 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 and we ain't receiving jack. You got to stop being the go-to person for the person and people that you cannot go to. And I'm not saying it got to be tick for tack. Like, I'm not saying you scratch my back. You know, it ain't got to be tick for tack. But I just know if I need you like you need me, I should be able to depend on you like you depend on me. It's facts. If you ain't got those type of people in your life, you need to get a new circle. You need to change your environment because you're going to live a life full of frustration. You're going to live a life full of emptiness. So stop being that go-to person for the person that you cannot go to. Number three, stop breaking your back for someone who clearly doesn't have yours. And this is piggybacking off of number two. Stop breaking your back for someone who clearly doesn't have yours. Like, we will sit here and go through the most, right? We will go through the most. And it's because of your good heart. And I'm not saying change that good heart, but just give your good heart to another good heart, please. Give your good heart to somebody who grows that good heart, right? Somebody who helps you just flourish that good heart, because they bring goodness to your life too. That's all I'm saying. But some of us, we sit here and we break our back for someone who don't even have ours. We sit here and break our back for someone and people that talk behind ours. We sit here and we will fight for those people, right? We will take a bullet for those people. And those people wouldn't even take a punch for us. We stand up for those people. But those are the people that's talking behind your back, or they're participating in hating and gossip behind your back, or they ain't saying a dang thing or standing up for you when you ain't there to stand up for yourself. And these are the people that you're breaking your back for. These are the people that you losing sleep for. The same ones that's plotting on you when you ain't around. The same ones that's talking about you when you ain't around. The same ones that ain't checking on you. The same ones that ain't supported you one bit. The same ones that ain't praying for you. You sitting here losing sleep over these people. You breaking your back. You going over and beyond for these people that wouldn't even do the bare minimum for you. Reciprocation is important when it comes to life. That's facts. But Trina, I've been knowing these people. Let me tell you something right now. Do not let the history keep you in the misery. I don't care if you've been knowing these people since you were in diapers. I don't care if you've been knowing these people for 18, 19 years. If they're giving you nothing, nada, zip, zero, nothing, why are you continuing to give them your everything? Because you're a good person? This, I'm trying not to say this word, but I'm going to say it. Okay? If you keep doing that, it's not about being a good person. Right? I want you to be a smart person. I'm going to use the word smart right there. I'm going to be sensitive to people's emotions. Be a smart person. And a smart person doesn't stay in situations that is draining their life, that is breaking their heart. Stop breaking your back for someone who clearly doesn't have yours. And it's simple. You ain't got, like I said before, if you sit there asking the question over and over and over to them, you know they ain't got your back. You know they'll never show up for you. So why you keep going over and beyond for them, for that person? Because you owe it to them? No, you owe it to yourself. You got to be loyal to you first before you be loyal to anybody else. Be loyal to your standards. Be loyal to your principles. That's what loyalty is. And if your principles say, you know what? I need to remove myself from this because it's not bringing nothing to my life. Then you got to do it. You got to do it. All right. So number three, stop breaking your back for someone who clearly doesn't have yours. Number four, stop giving people titles in your life. Man, these tips should be posted like for truths for life. Like this is like the truths for life when it comes to relationships. And I'm not talking about just intimate relationships. I'm talking about just relationships in general, friendships, all of that stuff, man. These five things, I promise you, it'll save you a lot of heartbreak. Number four, stop giving people titles in your life that they don't deserve. Just think about it for a minute. I want you to just sit with this. Stop giving people titles in your life that they don't deserve. So please, 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 please stop calling people a friend when they ain't earned that title. And we prematurely do that. And I'm not telling you not to build connections, not to build with people. I believe building relationships are very important. But there's a difference between building relationships and building fake connections. And a lot of times we build fake connections, right? Especially with social media. We see somebody, you know, that kind of, you know, in the same industry, the same field, and we build these fake connections and we say, okay, this is my brother. How many people do you know? And you're probably guilty of this too. I've been guilty at a time in my life where you call somebody your brother and your sister that ain't earned a bit of that, right? It ain't earned a bit of that. I don't know, it might just be words, but I'm telling you, those things mean something. You calling people your family that ain't earned it. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. It's going to leave you disappointed when you give people titles in your life that they don't deserve. Right, even relationships, title of a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and they ain't earned it. You just giving it away, right? Maybe even a title of somebody that's supposed to, you know, a employee or a coworker, whatever it may be, and you just give it to them. I'm gonna tell you something. I'm not saying you got to make people work for it. That's on you. But I'm telling you, when people get things that they haven't earned, they don't appreciate it or value it like they should. It's just facts. When you just give it away so easily. We just give it away so easily. People don't appreciate that. People don't appreciate it. You know, I used to try for sports teams growing up. If I was just able to, the teams that I just made without trying out, it didn't mean as much. Like, I still enjoyed the team, but because I love sports, but the team that I had to work and try out for, and I had to really earn it, right? And I had to really, like, earn that title and actually deserve that title. I treated it with a lot more respect on that team. I went a lot harder because I valued it more because of the work that I put in. Some of y'all just giving free passes to your heart. Some of y'all just giving, you know, skip the line. Here's a free pass. Come into my life. Y'all giving people keys to your heart. They ain't even earned it. Giving keys to your life. They haven't even earned it. Am I telling you to be, you know, closed-minded? Am I telling you to be, you know, don't build relationships? Build relationships. But building relationships take time. Build something that's real, not something that's fake, because something that's fake will always crumble when something that's real is going on. Okay? Stop giving people titles in your life that they don't deserve. And last but not least, y'all Instagram this to me, all five of them, you felt this. Number five, stop giving CPR to dead situations, right? Some things aren't meant to be saved. Some of us, we're going to spend our whole entire rest of our life, wasting our life, giving CPR to dead situations, trying to save something that ain't meant to be saved. Everything ain't meant to be saved, right? You trying to revive something, bring something back to life that's meant to stay dead. And I'm not talking about physical death, right? I'm talking about emotional death. I'm talking about a friendship. I'm talking about maybe a relationship, right? That situation came into your life, did what it was supposed to do, but you're trying to keep that in your life. And when you keep something in your life that's overdue, when it's expired, it's going to do nothing but rot in your life. It's like milk. You keep milk over its expiration date, that milk is going to do some stuff to your stomach if you keep on drinking it. It's going to make you sick, right? You keep some meat in the refrigerator, and you try to cook that meat, it's overdue, it's expired, it's going to make you sick. And some of us, we sick, emotionally sick, because we got relationships and things in our life that's expired, that's been overdue. And you ignore the expiration date. You trying to change it. You trying to be like, I'm good. The expiration date don't matter. It don't matter. It's okay. I can still take this. I can still do this. I can still be around this. And you keeping things in your life that have expired, that have been dead. And you spend your whole life going back instead of moving forward, trying to save something that isn't meant to be saved. Stop giving CPR to dead situations, right? Stop trying to build a bridge that you burned, that was meant to be burned, that needs to be burned, and move forward with your life, right? When we stay stuck in seasons, right? Some seasons happen in our life to grow us, but then we choose to stay in seasons that hurt us. Some of us, we are staying in a season that's been over with. It's done. Season's over. We stand there and we wonder why our life is hurting. We wonder why. We wonder why we're not healing, because we're staying in a season. We're trying to give CPR to a situation that's no longer meant for our life. You have to understand, life is about changing. I don't care what people say, like, people don't change. Life is about changing. Life is about growing. And as you grow and as you change, when you grow, you're going to outgrow certain situations. It's a reason why you can't fit right in certain environments no more. How about the preach to y'all, man? It's a reason why you can't fit in certain environments no more. It's a reason when you go around certain people, don't feel the same no more, right? People that you used to rock with, people that you used to be down with, people that you used to cut for, people that you used to ride for, you get around, it just don't feel the same no more. The conversations ain't the same no more. The connection ain't the same no more. You know why? Because you outgrowing that situation and you're trying to stay in that situation. It's uncomfortable. When you try to force something into a situation, into a place that isn't meant to be anymore, you're going to be uncomfortable. When you're trying to fix something that's meant to stay broken, you're going to be uncomfortable. And some of us, we live an uncomfortable life because we're choosing. I'm not talking about being positive and living outside your comfort zone. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about some of us, we're choosing to stay in places that we know we ain't supposed to be in it no more. We know we outgrew these people, but we still staying around them, right? We can't even talk about the same. You around them, it ain't even no conversation happening because y'all ain't even got a connection like that no more, right? It's awkward. It's awkward because you ain't supposed to be there no more, but you still staying there. You still trying to give CPR to dead situations because you're a real one, right? Because you loyal, because you solid, because you don't want to be viewed as change. And you know what? It's keeping your life from everything that's meant to be. It's keeping your life for everything that's meant for your life. And because you choose to stay there because you too real and you too this and you too that. There's a reason why it's uncomfortable for you. It's a reason why you feel sick. emotionally, because you got some things in your life that expired, but you're choosing to keep it there. But it's your life. This is my opinion. Take what you need, leave what you don't. I'm not telling you to do nothing, because only you have to live with the decisions. But I want you to think about that today. I want you to think about, are you letting your good heart keep you in situations that's breaking your heart? I want you to think about, are you being the go-to person for the people that you can't go to? I want you to think about today, are you breaking your back for someone who clearly don't got yours, or people that you know for a fact they got yours? They ain't stood up for you once, ever. They ain't supported you once, ever. They ain't checked up on you once, ever. And you sitting there still having their back, right? Number four, you still giving people titles in your life that they don't deserve. You're doing that, are you? And then are you still giving CPR to dead situations? You got to stop these things, man. You got to. I promise you, when you stop these things in your life, growth will happen in your life. You can't. It's hard. I'm not saying you can't. It's so hard. This is the illustration I want to leave you with. It's like climbing a mountain. I don't know if any of y'all climbed a mountain or hiked the hill before. You ever hiked it with a ruck on? A ruck is like, you know, where you carry stuff, like some weight. You ever did that before? It's terrible. It's hard. But then when you let that weight off and you do it, it's a lot easier. And when we continue to do these things, these five things that I talked about, it's like willingly choosing to carry weights in this journey of life that's a mountain. You're just carrying it. Nobody's making you carry it. And just as easy as you can choose to carry it, you can choose not to. Enlighten your life. Like I said at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. It all starts with you. Make a choice, make a decision. It's time for you to make the world respect your greatness this year. This year, we ain't playing no games, man. I know I was kind of straight up with you today. I know I always am, but this is 2021, man. I'm not playing no games on this podcast. We are top five podcasts in the education space of all podcasts in the world because of you. Because of you. Because of you. You got magic inside you, man. You got greatness inside you. You're phenomenal. Believe it. Start treating your life like, think about this. And I'm going to end for real after this. But think about this. Think about the people that you love, right? That you truly love. Like maybe you got a daughter or a son, mom or dad. Just think about it. Because it's so easy for us to look externally in care than it is internally in care. But think about the people that you truly love. Think about the advice that you would give them. If you see them getting hurt, or you see them getting used, or you see them, you know, in bad situations, like what would you tell them? Right? Because you love them. You would fight for them. Like, don't do that. Get around this. Don't get around that. Stop giving CPR to death. You would tell them these five things you probably do. Well, I want you to tell that person in the mirror that you need to be loving so much. You. You can tell other people that you love need to be doing the same for you and actually practicing and putting into action. All right? I know it's not easy, but I promise you it's worth it. Make sure you follow me on Clubhouse too. That's a plug. All right? Clubhouse. I'm clubhousing it out just like everybody else at Trent Sheldon. We're going to do live podcast episodes on Clubhouse. So make sure you follow me and we can have these conversations and you can ask me questions. You know, the podcast, you're just hearing me, but I'd love to hear from you guys too. So that's just my plug. I am on Clubhouse and every other social media. Tag me, Instagram, what you learned, maybe the five steps, whatever it may be, hit me up. I appreciate y'all, man. It's rehab time. Let's get it.
Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Sheldon. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Sheldon is a production of The Hollis Company. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Babe Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Babe Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today, and you will not regret it. Let's get it.